Longtime Rutland Herald editor Kendall Wild has died at the age of 87. VPR's Nina Keck has this remembrance of a man who shaped Vermont journalism.
Kendall Wild was born in Chicago in 1927. When the Depression hit and his father lost his advertising job, the family moved to Vermont and began farming. 10 years later, during World War II, the family moved to Rutland, where Wild's father took a job with the Rutland Herald. After serving 2 years in the military, Kendall Wild went to Harvard, where he graduated with a degree in medieval history. His brother Bill says Kendall hoped to become a novelist, but journalism offered a more reliable paycheck, and in 1952, Kendall took a job as a reporter at the Herald. 9 years later, he was managing editor.
Well, I think he was a no-holds-barred kind of journalist who really believed in getting the story and not letting people of power or privilege get in the way.
That's David Motes, who replaced Wild when the senior writer retired as editorial page editor of the Herald in 1992. Wild wasn't afraid to ruffle feathers to get a story. Motes says that was because Wild felt so strongly about covering the news and bringing information to the community.
During the civil rights era, he himself went down to North Carolina to cover some of the demonstrations at the lunch counters because he thought it was important, and he wanted Rutland to have its own eyes on the situation.
Tom Slayton, a VPR commentator and former editor of Vermont Life magazine, got his start under Wild at the Rutland Herald. Slayton says Wild improved the quality of political news coverage by creating the Vermont Press Bureau, which covered the State House. And he says Wild, who always wore a tie, mentored a whole generation of young reporters.
And by, 10 o'clock at night, the tie would have come undone and would be tucked into his shirt, and he'd be yelling into the phone. And if he dressed you down or complimented you, either was memorable.
While Kendall Wild retired from the Herald in 1992, he continued to write editorials up until his health began to decline in the last year. Family members say they're planning a memorial service for him later this summer. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.